अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै गुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महामदन्य कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं न मां चरणान्तिके माय मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम एंड टू द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल गुरु दीक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट अष्टोत्तर सहस्र भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सब गोस्वामी एंड सेम मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणति इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्रील भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज. I think our classes are going on well in morning after 10 in this. No complaint. Up till now I have no complaint. So many gatherings, more than 500 devotees. Today is Ram Navami. Birthday of Ram, and same the day when Ram went to forest, and same day when he returned from forest.
Rajyabhishek same day.
And Rajyabhishek on the same day, very important day. I think it will better that Shruti Maharaj will speak something. He knows Ramayana so well. At least 15 minutes.
Just come here. Don't fear.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकया तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य कृष्णाय So, first of all, I would like to offer my dandavat pranams thousands of times in the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnupad Shishma Chira Bhakti, Shira Gorki Shodas Babaji Maharaj, and Gaurgovinda Goswami Maharaj. And
no problem, go on, keep going.
And on to my same Vandabhat Pranam, to my Shiksha Guru and Sanyan Guru, Om Vishnu Pad Shishma Chira Bhakti, Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I'm very surprised about this, but Gurudev has ordered me to speak something on Ram Navami. So it's a very long epic. So where to start? So
There was a king, Dasarath Maharaj. In brief, at least 15 minutes to 20 minutes. Enough time.
So, when Ramchandra and Lakshman Bharat Satrughna were grown up a little bit, even 16 years old, they were training themselves at martial weaponries. And Vishwamitra came one day and he looked at them and saw their skills. So he was very attracted because he thought, unless somebody very powerful comes and stop the mischiefs of the Rakshasas in the forest, then it will never be possible to do for the rishis who lives in the forest to do any sacrifices. So immediately when he saw the powerful skills and grace and wonderful attitudes of Ram and his brothers, immediately he went to see Dasharath Maharaj in the palace. And he requested, Dasharath Maharaj, you please, I need help for I need some help from your sons because something is in the forest is going on and I need to stop these things. So he asked Dasharath if he could please give his sons to him for some times, and then he will return the sons. So Dasharath, he became very bewildered because he was so attached to Ram and his brothers. So he couldn't give an answer immediate. And actually the news, the request broke his heart because he never thought that in such a young age, his sons would be requested to go to the forest for, especially to attack big demons. So he didn't know what to do, but then he went, he approached Vashishtha Rishi's guru and request from him what to do. So Vashishtha Rishi, he knew about Vishwamitra. So he told Dasharath Maharaj, yes, you can give your sons and it will be beneficial for them because they will be trained up also by Vishwamitra. He's very qualified Rishi and he can teach them so many things about fighting and all these things and protections. So they will be benefited. So Dasharath, he never asked his wife whether should I do or not. He just gave his sons after the request of Vashishtha. And then they left for the forest. And you know, all episodes started by going into the forest. First, they were asked to protect one jagya. First, they killed a demon, Tara, very powerful demoness.
Taruka.
Then they went to one sacrifice which was going on and they tried to protect that sacrifice. And Subahu and Marichi. So to show his power, Ramachandra, he threw an arrow to Subahu and that person was thrown towards South India. And that was Marichi. And Subahu was killed. Then
from there to Janakpuri.
They went to Janakpuri. Yeah, but then I have to tell the story of Ram Sita's wedding.
No, tell us.
Everybody knows.
No.
Good story.
One thing about Ramachandra, he was Eka Patni and Eka Bana. He had made one vow that he would only marry one lady, one woman. So during his whole life, he kept that promise. And he was also Ekabana, means he would kill his enemies with one arrow only. So one time when Sita was kidnapped, then he was looking for her everywhere and he was traveling throughout India. Then he came to a place where Sugriva and Hanuman could see him from a distance. And Sugriva, he was looking for alliance with somebody who would be powerful enough to reconquer the kingdom that he had just lost from his brother, Vali. And he has taken shelter from a place which Vali couldn't go, but otherwise he would have been killed by him. So, from that place, he saw that two persons, Lakshman and Ram, were walking in a valley. And he was wondering whether they were sent by Vali to attack him, or they could be possibly an alliance for him to conquer his kingdom. So, he sent Hanuman there. And Hanuman took a disguise and took a shape of a brahmachari, young brahmachari. Then he went and he met the Lord Ram. And very nicely, that was the first time where Hanuman met Ram. And he spoke to Ram in such a very beautiful way, very poetic, very learned, that Ram, he couldn't do other to glorify him. He was glorifying Hanuman, which was in the disguise of a brahmachari. And Hanuman was trying to find out what was the intentions of Ram. So, after some times, Ram started to glorify Hanuman. And Hanuman said, he told the story of his brother, of Sugriva. And he said he's looking for some alliance. So, would you be pleased to meet him and see if it's possible to help him, and he will also help you to find Sita. So they went to that mountain where Sugriva has taken shelter, and they met there. And they spoke for some time, and Sugriva finally said, if you help me to conquer my kingdom, then I will be able to help you to find Sita again. So Ram said, okay, it's very nice, I'd like to do that. And they decided that they would do this. But Sugriva, he had a doubt. He said, because Vali was very powerful, he said, are you able or powerful enough to conquer my brother? Because he's so strong that he has defeated me so much that I'm very afraid of another encounter with him. So would you please show some of your skill? And then I will be satisfied. And Ram immediately took one arrow and he threw that arrow across through 7 palm trees who were lined up. And the arrow went through the 7 palm trees and transpersed them and then went into the ground. And from under the ground, he came back into his quiver. So, like this, Sugriva was very, very astonished. He said, okay, I think we should make an alliance. And Ram was very pleased that he would also get some help from him. So, in this way, they made an alliance. So what's happening then is that Ram made a device in order to get Bali to come out from the kingdom and fight with Sugriva. So he told Sugriva, you go in front of the gates of the palace and you call Bali. And then you fight. And me, from hiding place, I will shoot an arrow and I will kill him. In this way, you will be rid of him. So Sugriva said, yes, okay, no problem. So he went there and he called for Bali to come out. And after some time, Bali was enjoying inside the palace with his queens and so much happenings. And he was very happy that he was a king for that kingdom. So when he heard the cries, calls of Sugriva, he came out and he said, what do you want? Oh, Sugriva said, I want to fight with you. I want my kingdom back. He said, no problem, we can have a fight. So they start to fight together, and Sugriva was thinking of Ram all the time. Is he going to come and enter him? So they were fighting and fighting, and nothing was happening. So after some time, Bali being so strong, he took advantage of his strength, and he started to beat up Sugriva. And Sugriva was lamenting, what is Ram doing? Why is not killing him? But nothing was coming. And he was being defeated and beaten and more beaten. So at the end, he just ran away for his life. And Bali told him, don't come back anymore, otherwise I will kill you. So Bali came back and he rejoiced his victory. And then Sugriva went to Ram and he lamented. He said, why did you not kill him? And Ram said, when you were fighting together, I couldn't recognize who was who. So if I would have thrown an arrow, maybe I would have killed you. So that's why I didn't do anything. But next time now, you can again go and fight with him. But you will have to wear something around your neck, some cloth that will distinguish you from him. And then it will be okay. So Sugriva came back in front of the gates and called again. And Bali was drunk and so proud of his victory. So when he heard the voice of Sugriva, he said, oh, what's happening? He has not understood the lesson. Now I will kill him definitely. But actually his wife, she told him, be very careful. Now he's coming again. There must be a trick behind that. Because why he should come again a second time after being defeated? So you should not go. But Bali was intoxicated by his power and some alcohol. So he said, no problem. This time he will never come again. And he came out and he fought again with him. But at that time, Ram from behind, he could distinguish the two. So he threw an arrow and he killed Bali. So that's how Sugriva got his kingdom back. So Bali complained to Ram, why did you do that? You're not following any religious principles. But Ram, he gave the reason. He said, oh, you have done so many bad things also. So I'm not killing you, I'm punishing you from the reactions of what you did. So you don't complain. So Sugriva, I don't know exactly the details. Sugriva, he came and enjoyed the kingdoms for some time. It was the Chaturmasya or rainy season. So he said, after that time, I will come and I will help you to get Sita back by searching her all over the India and the world. So they did this. It took some time to convince Sugriva to do it because he was also absorbing, enjoying his kingdom back. But then Lakshman came and convinced Sugriva to come out immediately. And they went to the four directions of India, and Hanuman was sent to South India. And there was an episode on how Hanuman and the monkeys, of army of monkeys, would go to Lanka, because it was such a distance between the two continents that nobody could jump there. So they were trying to find somebody who was powerful enough to jump across. And they asked many monkeys, can you do this? And one monkey said, I cannot do. I can jump half of the way, but then it will be not enough for me. And another said, I can jump, but I will be so tired that I cannot jump back. And then they said, who can do it? Then they remember Hanuman. Hanuman, he couldn't, never he knew he was so strong. He had some curse that he couldn't evaluate his own strength. So they went to see him, ask him if he could do it. And he said, yes, I can do it. Then he did it, he jumped. And when he arrived in Lanka, he met the demigoddess of Lanka. And that demigoddess, that Ishtar Dev of Lanka, came to him and said, hey monkey, what are you coming here from? And Hanuman looked at her and punched her in the face. And she fell down. And then she stood up again and she looked at Hanuman and she said, you can enter. Because I was told that whenever a monkey would arrive in Lanka and punch me in the face, Lanka will be finished. So my business here is finished. So you can go and do your
very good. He can speak 5-6 hours.
Before his name was Rambijay.
In the dynasty of Sun and Raghu, Maharaj Dasarath became a very powerful king. In his young age, he married so many queens, but in them two were prominent, Kausalya, Sumitra. But he has no son, no daughter, nothing. Then Maharaj Dasarath, in his young age, once upon a time, he went to
hunting,
and it became night. So his friend was Kaikeyi, the king of Kaikeyi Pradesh in India, and he went in the night there. That king was, Kaikeyi was friend of Maharaj Dasarath. He became very happy. And he gave him place of host and prasadam, everything. And he told his young daughter, very beautiful and qualified, Kaikeyi, that you should look after the king. He is my bosom friend. She managed so beautifully and so sweetly that Maharaj Dasarath was very much pleased. In the morning, when he went to Maharaj Kaikeyi, his friend, to take his permission to go to Ayodhya, Maharaj Dasarath told, your daughter is very much qualified. So I want that you should give your girl, I will marry. But he denied, I cannot give you. Why? You have so many kings, queens. I have promised that I will give my daughter to anyone who is very qualified, powerful. And after him, the son coming from her own womb will be king. Maharaj began to laugh. Maharaj Dasarath, I have so many queens, about 360, but I have no son. And fortunately, if son comes, automatically he will be the king. No harm. And then marriage was done. After long time, Maharaj Dasarath was called by demigods to fight with demons. Kayakai was charioteer, very expert in
driving chariots.
So he was fighting with them, and then anyhow some
arrow.
No. Wheel. His chariot dhuri was cut down, and then very excessively he took it chariot on her hand, one side, and thus he won. But due to Kayakai, then Maharaj told, I am very much happy. You should have a broom with me. Broom?
Boom.
From me. She told, I want to give two boons. Oh, I am very happy. This is all. When time will come, I will see. At that time, I will. So after that, by the advice of Vasishtha, Putreshti Jagya was done. And four queens gave four sons. Kaushalya, Ram. Kaikai, Bharat. Sumitra,
Lakshman and
Satyugna. Gradually they were admitted in the school of Vasishtha, and after that they went to Siddhasram, as he told, and he killed Tadaka, Subahu and others. And then in the way he went to Janakpuri, and there was a bow of Shankar. Maharaj Janak has promised, I will give this daughter to marry. Anyone will take it and he will
string the bow.
But anyone cannot. Even Raman came, Banasura and all others, demigods also. Shiva. Because Sita was very beautiful and qualified. But Ram took very easily, and he wanted to
see,
but it was
broken
down. Then Parshuram came, and so many histories. After that, they returned to Ayodhya. Four sons of Maharaj Dasarath were married with the four daughters of Maharaj Janak and his brother. After some time, Maharaj Dasarath knew that Ram is very qualified. He should be Rajkumar. After me, he should be king and he should manage everything. At that time, Bharat was on his
maternal uncle
house. And in time, Vasishtha and all rishis, maharshis, and Ayodhyapuri,
the subjects of Ayodhya,
all they wanted that Ram should be king. So the date was declared tomorrow, or Ram Navami. And in the time, Kaikai, which wanted Ram more than Bharat, She used to love Ram more. But due to the advice of his
maid servant,
Manthara, she took two boons, that Ram should go away for 14 years in forest and Bharat should be the king. Then Ramchandra knew, and at once he took brahmachari ways. Lakshman and Sita followed with him, and he went to the forest. First he went to Chitrakoot, and in the meantime Bharat returned from his maternal uncle, and he saw that none is coming to welcome him. What is the matter? And then he went to his mother's house, the king will be there. But he saw that father was not there. Father was
gone.
So when he saw the face of mother, white only, no rangin sadi or anything, no ornaments, then where is father? She told you he has
gone.
Where is Ram? Oh, he has gone to forest. Where is Bharat, Sita? They have also gone. Oh, why? Because I have taken two boons, that Bharat should be king and Ram should go to for 14 years. For you. But Bharat became very angry. And he promised that you are not my mother. From today, no relation of mother. I would have killed you if Ram was not happy. But Ram, I know Ram will be angry. That is why I am not. And he wanted to also kill Manthara, but Bharat Satrughna. But Bharat told that don't do so. And then he promised that I will not take the kingdom. I will not be king. I must go with all my priests, counselors, and Ajodhyapurvasi. And I will give this kingdom again to Ram. And thus he went to Chitrakoot. When he went, Maharaj Maharshi Vasishtha was there. All the counselor of Ram, Maharaj Dasarath were there. Rishis, Maharshis were there. Bharat went to Kausalya and told, Mother, Ram cannot disobey. So I am in the right path. Then you must tell him and order him to return back to Ajodhya and take his kingdom. Oh, how can I take? Tell this. Ram is Marjada, Purush. He cannot deviate from his what he has promised. But you are also mother. Oh, mother. But Kaikeyi is also your mother. So, then he went to Vasishtha. Oh Gurudev, Ram, my brother Ram cannot disobey you. You should order him to return back to Ajodhya and take the kingdom. But he also refused. How can I say? He is Marjada Purushottam. What he has promised, he will do. And he is obeying his father words and mother words. How can I tell not to follow and to come to Ajodhya? Then he went to the mother of Sita. Maharaj Janak also was there. So next day, a council was there, meeting. All the Rishi Maharshi on one side, Ajodhya Purvasi one side, Ram one side, Bharat one side, and then Vasishtha told, we are all moved by this serious condition of Ayodhya, especially seeing towards Bharat and Ram. What should we do? We cannot think. So please, you should solve this situation. Because you are now
guardian
of both family. Your family also and here Ayodhya also. And then he prayed to Bhagwan Shankar, his guru. And then he told that what he will inspire me, I will tell you. Will you follow me, what I will tell? And he looked towards Ram. Ram told us, what you will tell, surely I will follow. And then towards Bharat, he told us, yes, I will also obey your order. Then he told, the love and affection of Bharat is more greater than Ram Marjada. Dharma, Varnashram, Dharma. But Prem has also its own rule and regulation. Anna Vilasita Sunyam, Gyan Karma Adhyanavritam, Anukullena Krishna Nusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Janak told that a lover wants to fulfill all the desire of his Ishtadev, beloved. Up till now you are one-sided, that Ram will come, then I will be happy, all will be happy. But whether Ram will be happy or not, have you thought? And at once Bharat was shamed. He gave his head on the Lord's feet of Maharaj Janak and told that you are guru. You have opened my eyes. Up till now I was thinking of mine and others, but not about Ram, whether he will be happy or not. Anukullena Krishna Anusilana. Anukullena here Ram Anusilana. Krishna is here Ram. Keshavadhrita
Dasavidharupa.
Jai Jai. So, Krishna has come in the form of Ram, though he is Marjada. Bharat Prem is like an endless ocean, and Ram is like Himalaya in Varnashram Dharma, Marjada Purushottam. He can sing, but not he can. So you should go and ask how Ram is pleased, what he wants, how he will be happy. Then Bharata at once goes, oh, now my Guru Janak Dev has
opened my eyes.
What you want really? Tell for this servant. Then Ram told, your love and affection is highest than my dharma. So you, I am defeated, you are
winner.
I am accepting the kingdom of Ayodhya. No? Now this kingdom is mine, I have taken. But I want that for me, you should be Pratinidhi.
Representative
of mine and go to Ayodhya and manage all the kingdom, and in the meantime, after 14 years, without a day delay, I must return back. And thus, Bharat also wanted one thing, that you should donate me. What? Your sandal. Wooden sandal. And then Ramchandra gave him, and he took on his head, returned back, and as Ram was Brahmachari ways, oh, he began to be like that, and even his mother came, but Maharani Kaikai, no mother, no. He was so strict. Jake Priya Naram Vaidehi, Tajiya Ram Sabha.